All right, let's get into it. In this lesson, we're building a DJ-friendly old-school jungle and drum and bass bassline session in Ableton Live 12, with that rag-inspired call-and-response energy. The goal here is not to make the most complicated bassline ever. The goal is to make something that hits hard, leaves space for the breakbeat, and still feels musical enough to give the track real personality. And that's a big DNB lesson right there. The bassline is not just a low sound, it is the identity of the track. In jungle, the bass usually works as a system. You've got the deep sub for weight, the mid bass for character and movement, and then short ragga-style phrases that answer the drums. That combination is what gives you that classic old-school vibe. So if you're a beginner, the first thing to remember is this. Do not overfill the bassline. In this style, space is part of the groove. A bass pattern that feels simple in MIDI can sound way bigger in the mix than something that's busy and overworked. We're going to use stock Ableton devices only, which is great because it keeps the workflow fast and beginner-friendly. We'll use Operator for the sub, Wave Editable for the mid-bass character, and then tools like Auto Filter, Saturator, Drum Bus, EQ8, Utility, and Compressor to shape everything into a clean but dirty jungle-ready bassline. First, set up a clean project. Open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo to 170 BPM. That's a classic sweet spot for jungle and old-school DNB. It gives you the right sense of forward motion, and it makes the breakbeat feel alive. Now create a few tracks. You want one drum track for your breakbeat, one sub-bass track, one mid-bass track, and one ragga-bass stab track, or just another MIDI track if you want to keep it simple. If you like using returns, add a send for delay or reverb, but keep it minimal. This session should stay organized from the start. Rename your clips clearly, like sub-tubar, res-tubar, or ragga-stab. Color code the bass tracks differently from the drums. And while you're building, keep an eye on your master level. You want headroom. Don't crush the mix early. A good target is peaking around minus 6 dB while you write. That headroom matters because DNB can get loud fast. If your session is messy or clipping early, you'll start making bad decisions with the bass. Clean setup, clean thinking. Next, build the drum foundation first. Before you design the bass, you need something for it to lock to. Load in a classic breakbeat loop, or program a simple break using Drum Rock and Chopped Audio. If you have a break sample, simpler in slice mode is your friend. Slice by transient, map the slices to MIDI, and then nudge a few hits around to get the groove feeling right. If you're just starting out, keep the rhythm clear, kick on the downbeat, snare on the backbeat, and break slices filling the spaces around it. That gives you a solid old-school foundation. Then put EQ8 on the drum bus and make a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz if the loop feels muddy. If the hats are a bit sharp, gently tame the 7 to 10 Khz area with a small dip. Nothing extreme. We want punch, not harshness. Now comes the fun part. The bass line itself. Start with the sub bass. Create a MIDI clip on your sub bass track and keep it to 2 bars. For this style, simple is powerful. Use mostly root notes, maybe 1 or 2 note changes, and leave gaps so the snare and break can breathe. Short note lengths usually work better at first than long sustained notes. A simple old-school DNB idea might be a root note on beat 1, another note after the snare space, then the root again in the second bar with a small rise or repeat for tension. If you want a darker vibe, try a minor key like F minor, G minor, or a minor, but don't get too melodic yet. In jungle, the bass is often more like a groove instrument than a lead line. It should feel like it's driving the track, not singing over it. Now load Operator on the sub bass track. Start with oscillator as a sine wave. Turn off the extra oscillators for now. A sine wave is perfect for a clean low end because it gives you weight without clutter. Set the attack very short, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. If you want a little pluck, use a decay around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Keep the release short to medium and adjust the sustain depending on whether your notes are supposed to be tight or longer. After Operator, add utility and turn on mono. That keeps the sub centered and stable. That's really important in DNB. Your sub should feel solid in the middle of the mix, not spread out or wandering around the stereo field. If the sound feels too clean or too soft, add a gentle saturator after utility. A little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, with soft clip turned on, can add harmonics that help the bass show up on smaller speakers without making the low end messy. That's the whole point of a good sub in this style. It gives you weight that you feel, but it doesn't fight the drums for attention. Now let's add the mid-bass layer. Create a new MIDI track and load Wave Editable. This is where the bass gets attitude. Start with a darker wavitable or a saw-based sound. You want movement, but not an obvious EDM wobble. Think rough Reese energy, not huge festival bass. A good starting point is two saw oscillators, with one slightly detuned from the other. Use light unison if you want a little width, but don't go wild. Set a low-pass filter with moderate resonance. The cutoff can sit anywhere from around 150 Hz up to about 1 kHz depending on how bright you want it, but keep it controlled. A little resonance can add personality, but too much makes it squeal and fight the break. Then add movement inside Wavitable with a slow LFO. You can assign it to Wavitable position or filter cutoff. Keep the amount subtle. We're not trying to make the bass wobble all over the place. We're just giving it a little shift so it feels alive. After that, add auto filter and automate the cutoff through the drop. Open it slightly on the first hit, close it a bit during the phrase to leave room for the snare, then open it again for the switch up. That kind of movement is a huge part of old school jungle energy. The tension comes from opening and closing the sound, not just from making it louder. Use EQ8 on the mid layer and high pass gently around 30 to 40 Hz so it doesn't compete with the actual sub. And keep the width narrow. Utility with a width around 0 to 30% is a smart move here. The low end in jungle should stay tight and centered. Now we bring in the ragga style call and response stab. This is where the track starts talking. Create another MIDI track or use the same mid-bass instrument if you want a simpler setup. Write a very short phrase that answers the drums. Think of it like a vocal response, not a solo. A good ragga style bass phrase might be one short offbeat note after the snare, or a two-note bounce that repeats every two bars. Keep it sparse. One or two notes per bar is usually enough. The attitude comes from the timing and the rests, not from stuffing in more notes. For grit, add saturator or drum bus. A little drive goes a long way. If you use drum bus, keep the boom low or off if it starts to muddy the sub. You can also add a short delay using echo or delay. Keep the feedback low and the wet amount subtle, and filter the repeats so they don't take over the groove. That little echo tail can make the stab feel more ragga and more animated, without cluttering the break. This call and response idea is huge in jungle. It makes the bass feel like it's conversing with the drums. That's the vibe we want. Now we need to make the bass and drums work together properly. Put a compressor on the bass group, or on the mid-bass track, and sidechain it from the kick or the main drum bus. Start with a fast attack, maybe 1 to 5 milliseconds, and a release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Use a ratio somewhere between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Then adjust the threshold so the bass ducks just enough to let the kick and snare breathe. Don't overdo the side chain. In DNB, you want the groove to breathe, not to pump like a house track. The ducking should be subtle but effective. This is also the time to check EQ separation. If the break is crowded around 200 to 300 Hz, make a small cut in the bass there. If the bass feels harsh, tame a bit in the 1.5 to 4 kHz area, and keep checking in mono. If your mid layer collapses badly in mono, reduce the stereo width. That's a classic beginner mistake, especially in bass-heavy music. The low end needs to stay strong when summed down. Now let's arrange it in a way that a DJ can actually mix it. Think in sections. A simple structure could be bars 1 to 16 for an intro with drums and atmosphere, bars 17 to 32 for the full drop with sub, Reese and Regga stabs, bars 33 to 48 for a variation, and bars 49 to 64 for a stripped out row. That's not a full song arrangement lesson. It's a bassline design session. But even in a loop, the structure matters. Automate the filter cutoff on the mid-bass. Automate the saturator drive if you want more energy in the drop. Automate a delay send on the ragga stab at the end of a phrase, and mute or low-pass the bass during the intro. Make the intro clean. Let the drop hit clearly. Then make the outro simple enough for beat matching and mixing out. That DJ-friendly mindset is a big part of authentic jungle and DNB workflow. Also, every 8 or 16 bars, make a tiny switch up. Remove one note. Add a pickup. Change the last stab. Small changes keep the loop alive without losing the old-school feel. You do not need a full rewrite. You just need enough movement to stop the pattern from becoming stale. If you want to push the sound further, resample it. This is a very jungle thing to do. Create a new audio track, route the bass group into it, and record a few bars. Once you've got the audio, you can trim tails, reverse a tiny stab for a transition, or cut one hit into a fill. If you want more grime, add drum bus or saturator on the resampled audio, but keep it controlled. A little dirt on the right layer can make the whole bass line feel more like a sample jungle record. Here are some teacher-style reminders while you work. Think in layers with jobs. One sound is for weight, One is for attitude, and one is for movement. If every layer tries to do everything, the groove gets blurry really fast. Also, in jungle-style bass writing, less note data usually sounds bigger. A short phrase with good placement will hit harder than a complicated run that steps all over the drum pattern. Always test the bass against the snare accents. If the bass fights the snare, the mix gets smaller, even if the bass sounds huge by itself. And keep checking the full loop, not just one bar. Some bass ideas sound cool for a moment and then become annoying after 8 or 16 bars. If the bass feels floppy, shorten the note lengths before adding more processing. Tight MIDI often solves more than plugins do. And save a version before each big change. Bass design moves quickly, and it's easy to overcook the sound if you don't keep checkpoints. A few advanced variation ideas can help too.